Hello everybody and welcome back to We Are God's Gift episode 17. I am your host Nathan, and I know that you guys have been wondering, where have you been? What is going on? Well, before we get into today's topic, I want to let you know that my birthday is going to be coming up in a few weeks. I dread my birthday every year. I worry about it. I think about it simply because my mom is not here. You know, she's no longer physically here with me, so it bothers me. But today, I want to thank everybody for watching the first 16 episodes of We Are God's Gift podcast with me, Nathan. I want to thank you all so much for the support and the love that you are showing the podcast. Sorry I've been away for so long. Thank you guys so much. Today we're going to talk about my favorite childhood memories. Today we're going to talk about that. My favorite childhood memories were at Christmas time, you know, when we would open gifts. It was just me and my family, and we would open lots of gifts and have so much fun together as a family and show each other love and kindness and buy each other gifts and make milk and cookies for Santa, and we would do all these kind of amazing things, but we would always make time for family. And today's episode is going to be called My Favorite Memories, and I hope you guys enjoy this episode because I'm going to enjoy talking about them, you know. But like the times at Christmas time when we'd make cookies for Santa, and we would go camping, and you know, when I would go camping with all my friends when I was growing up, and with my mom and everything. And my mom, she would always make us waffles and all kinds of great food and stuff. And it was just amazing growing up. And then, you know, I had a great childhood to start, and then things changed, and my favorite memories are, I've always been with my mom, you know. She had always said that she would always have my back and always be there for me. And I don't know, I just, sometimes I miss her and I think about her a lot. And it bothers me that she's no longer here, you know. So it just bothers me. But I'm currently recording this at 12 at midnight, so this episode's not going to be very long at all. But I remember when my mom used to read books to me at nighttime. She would read books to me, and she would tell me that, you know, I was going to be something, and I was going to be somebody and make a difference in this world, whether big or small. It doesn't matter. And she always taught me how to love people for who they are. Don't judge people based off the color of their skin or the way they act or where they're from or anything, you know. My mom taught me that you should treat people with respect. You should show kindness and compassion to as many people as you can. I'm currently, you know, getting ready to celebrate my 27th birthday. I'm going to be 27 years old. And my birthday is really hard for me. It's really difficult. You know, it's really difficult for her not to physically be here on my birthday. And sorry if this episode's quiet. I'm just trying to, you know, think while I'm speaking. So, you never want to say the wrong things on a podcast. That would never be good. But my favorite memories growing up were when, you know, my mama would make us good food and, you know, talk to us and tell us that we were going to be something. I think that I've been through the things that I've been through for a reason. And losing my mom at a very young age was very, very hard for me. And I wanted to talk about my favorite memories with my mom. You know, we used to watch a show called Big Brother. We used to watch Big Brother on CBS, and it was one of our favorite shows. I still watch it from time to time. I don't know if you've ever heard of Big Brother, but it is a very good show, and I love it so much. It's an amazing, amazing show. And that was my mom and I's favorite show to watch, Big Brother. We love that show. And I still watch it. And but it's hard for me to watch it sometimes because, you know, it makes me think about her sometimes. Makes me think about what could have been, you know? Losing her changed me forever. And, but it's about staying positive and being yourself. And not apologizing for being you. Don't ever apologize for being yourself. But also don't pretend to be someone you're not just to get people to like you. People are going to like you for you. People are going to like you for who you are. And because you're who you are. You are an amazing person. And I thank you all so much for watching this very short podcast episode. I just wanted to get it out for you guys, because I know you've been missing me and you've been wondering where I'm at. But I'm still struggling a little bit with my depression. I struggle with it off and on. I deal with the pain. I have panic attacks. You never physically get over losing a loved one or losing somebody you love. I just wanted to give you guys an episode about my favorite memories, a couple of my favorite memories growing up as a kid. You know, having waffles for breakfast in the morning. My mom would make us waffles. You know, we were all sitting in front of the TV and we watched TV together. And she would show us love, compassion, tell us stories. Tell us stories about her childhood and what it was like. I'm not going to make this episode super long, but I wanted to give you guys an episode. So until the next episode, you guys remember to love each other, care for each other, and respect each other. And also leave me a 5-star review on Apple Podcast. It helps out the show so much. It lets me know what you like about the podcast, what we can fix about the podcast. And if you don't mind, also leave topics that you want me to discuss on the podcast in the Apple Podcast comments, because I will look at them. So leave topics that you want me to discuss, leave a 5-star review, and until the next episode, guys, remember to always love each other, care for each other, and respect each other. See you next time, guys. Bye.